All right, beautiful people, on this Tuesday afternoon, PA Big Rob, we got guests in the studio.
Yes, sir.
She is selling Muskegon. She is selling Muskegon Heights. She is selling United States. Terry Lynn Kitchens in the building.
Give her the opportunity. She's selling.
Any opportunity.
Are you part of Trump's team selling, buying Greenland and all that?
No.
Oh, you're not? Oh, okay.
But I don't think he's going to be able to buy all of those properties that he's targeting or claiming. You know, he doesn't do anything properly or in order. So I'm sure whatever he has said, we're going to have to go all the way back and retract and then do it the right way.
Absolutely.
Rob, don't get us started, Rob. Don't get us started. You know how I am. Terry, happy new year. And how's the housing market in Muskegon?
Yeah, so well, around the world mostly is slow motion. It's so much turmoil, so much going on across our country, from floods to mudslides to fires to you name it. We got so much going on right now that the sales are down, and plus the weather is treacherous across our country. So the sales are definitely down. However, the market value as far as your home value has risen by like 5%. So home values are steadily increasing as they have been for many years. But it's slow right now. People are not buying as they will be in the spring and summer. That's my forecast. We'll see that rise coming here soon.
Is the inventory there? Are there houses available?
Not as many. Our inventory is down also, and I think that's due to the new elected president and the uncertainty in our community, with thousands of federal employees being laid off or not knowing if they're working. It's hard to kind of get a mortgage and not know what your future looks like. Mm-hmm. So I would say that it is not a lot of people, you know, putting their homes on the market. So the inventory is down. I would say everything's down across the market, except values are kind of hanging on there and going still up by about 5% home values.
Compared to like September last year, was it better back then, or is it, you know?
As far as the number, we had more homes on the market. We had more home sales back last year. It has slowed down tremendously, I would say, since Christmas and into the new year.
Wow.
That the market is down.
Okay. That's I'm shocked. anything locally?
Go back up.
Yeah, yeah. What about locally? What do you have? Any good deals? Any good steals that me and Rob can pay cash for?
There's always great deals. You can find, you know, I always tell people driving for dollars, which probably people see me taking weird turns and what have you. But driving for dollars is when you're just going from A to B or going home to work, and you see an abandoned property, you pass it, you turn around, you go check it out, you try to look to see if the home is vacant. You could check, like, is there a garbage can there? Are there track marks to the front door or back door? Because we have snow here. So if it hasn't been shoveled, I mean, there's many indicators that allow you to know that that home is abandoned. You write that address down. You call your local realtor named Terry Kitchen and help me to do some research on that. And then I just sold one on Hackley. We did that too. It's that gold house by King School by the vacant lot. And so I, you know, when people call me and they say, I seen this house, it's just been sitting there, and it's been sitting, does the city own it? Who owns it? There's no traffic there. I just seen boards go up or this and that. Then we do a little investigating. We find the owner. This owner was out of state. We closed the deal. He closed from his end, and the buyer was here, and it was a done deal. And that was a land contract deal. So people have properties that are abandoned. They don't want to pay the taxes on it. They are so excited when we call and check on that property and say we have a potential buyer or someone that wants to buy the property. And then that makes them flexible or motivated to sell, and we can offer them seller financing where the seller backs it, whether it's a purchase money mortgage or land contract or rent to own, what have you. But we can definitely pursue those homes if you are out there driving for dollars. And I do that a lot because that's how I find some of my inventory. It's just getting out there. So those are the ones that can become very cheap because they're just whatever you're paying monthly and no big down payment.
Okay, yeah. We got up on the those who's watching online. We got 2336 Reardon Street up on the screen. Is that house still available?
2336 Reardon Street. We have someone that the owner has contracted with the contractor to do some work in the basement, a couple of renovations that he's going to have done. And then we're going to put it back on the market. So we're going to take that one down. Actually, if you go, what site are you on right now?
I'm on TLKRealtors.com.
Yeah. Okay, because you can probably search and you'll the other one, but you could just go through those. That's fine too. We've sold many of those. We've sold Jefferson. We've been blessed. We have a condominium that's going to be listed at over 200 in Northern Shores. We have a property in Orchard View, four bedrooms and four bathrooms, and the basement totally finished. Huge lots, going to be listed for $269.9. That's coming soon at the end of this month, February. We have two other properties. We had one go up on Hoyt Street in the Heights, but it was only on the market one day. It's gone. I think that sold for $70,000. But I do have a gem on Jefferson, 2316 Jefferson. It's two bedrooms. It's a nice starter, though, or either if you're downsizing, you travel a lot, you just need some place when you come to town that's cozy, comfortable, but yet low maintenance, low utility costs. And it would be the perfect home for someone. And we're asking $79,000 for that. So, but we always have things on the market, but even if it's listed by any of our other fellow competitors out there, we can still show their listings and work with buyers across the board. So just because it's not our listing doesn't mean that we can't assist someone with their transaction. I always say go to people that you can trust and you relate to, and you don't fear asking any questions.
Rob, I'm coming to you next after this question. There's a new construction at 716 Leonard Avenue. $220,000, three rooms, three bedrooms, two baths. Now, how much would your mortgage payment be with a house that is around $220,000?
Well, yeah, we went over that. They're paying about $1,600 a month. And all of those, I got to have my tech, Miss Cynthia, to take those off, because you can search properties on the page one. But all of those on Leonard, we sold them for over 220. We sold them for 225. If you go to Leonard Avenue from 766 all the way down, we sold all of those properties for the builder, Rudy Briggs, who built those.
Ah. So
none of them are available. We sell whatever we get, we make sure we get it sold. Yeah. That's what we do.
So you said what you're saying on the low, go ahead and build some houses, you'll get them sold.
Yes, yes. And actually, you know, so we have a new construction that when the weather is better, we kind of lingered on it because this is our first time. When I say our, James, my brother, is kind of overseeing the project, and 535 Yuba, we had some trees cut down, and we will be building a new construction and trying to kind of pivot and have that lane or avenue to also dip and dab in. So we're learning about the new construction side. And also, in addition, I just want to say this right now, during this time, new construction sales are down also. So everything across the board, when I say it's down and we're seeing a negative, a 26% decrease and this and that, is across the board. So even with existing homes and new construction homes, and we have a lot of them going up and that are up downtown right now. They're trying to get them sold, but it's just a slow time. So
go ahead, Big Rock.
What is the best way to buy a home? Is it land contract? Mortgage, what, you know, or does it just depend on the person and their finances and their credit?
You just said it. So that's the thing. That's why I recommend you work with someone that's seasoned about the real estate industry, regardless if they're licensed or not. I know people, investors, that's been doing it 20 years, and I learned from some of them. I know you guys know Alex with A1 Investment and a lot of other ones. They're very knowledgeable and skilled individuals in the real estate market, and I've learned so much from them. And with that said, is that each individual, how he invests or what he looks for and how he pays for, it's going to look different from a first-time home buyer or a first-time home buyer who says, I really want to buy instead of rent, but yet I've only been on my job for 1 year. You need 2 years. So they're going to look at seller financing. So it depends. That's why we have to do a needs assessment. And it's just a one-sheeter for us to try to find out about the person we're dealing with. And we run a preliminary, you know, credit search and stuff to see if there's collections, this, this, and that. Because if they're going to need 6 months to pay down a medical bill or a year or this and that, and they're saying they don't want to put another year because my lease is up, I don't want to put pour my money down the drain this year, then we're going to look for seller financing. Because you really want this, and you know, and I'm going to tell you how much you need to save up. You need to have at least 5 to 10% because you got to pay closing costs and this, this, and that. And if you're telling me you can do this in 3 to 6 months, let's do it. So it's out there for anyone. So, but I guess to answer your question, if you get a mortgage or you do land contract or however you choose to purchase a home, it's going to depend on if you are an investor, a first time home buyer, you're retired. You know, it depends on where you're going, where you're at, and where you're heading.
So, well, okay. That's property tax. Rob, go ahead, unless you had another. Go ahead.
I have one more thing because you guys be rushing me off and the month of love and this is Black History Month. And I had to make it up. Don't laugh because y'all know y'all be rushing me off. So I'm just saying, I have to. This is the month of love, and I wanted to come on here last week and then I think yesterday, but I just had to get on here because every February, I know we celebrate Black History Month, and I celebrate also my agents and show my appreciation for the people in the community that support us. We have free food and beverages and just give out boxes of Valentine candy every third Saturday in February, riding hikes on at the old Loftus School, the community center there. And we had a lovely time. We did have a lot of support considering the weather. And I had said I would mention I have one agent that's going to be speaking at the Detroit Historical Museum on February 22nd at 10 a.m. But he's going to, it may go beyond that. They open at 10 a.m., but he's going to be speaking for Black History Month about Ida Wild and the history of Ida Wild and our role and how we see ourselves in the future, how we see ourselves being a part of Ida Wild growth in the future. So Frank Cargill is our Ida Wild agent, and I wanted to just give a plug out for him. If there's anyone in the community that owns property that you've been sitting on for years and years, and you've been saying you want to do something, you want to build, you want to do something with the property, please call our office so we can get you in touch with Frank Cargill. And our office number is 231-375-8779. And then I got to give a shout out to Ollie Crawford because he's been with me for 8 years. He's been with me the longest. Ollie signed up. He was probably my first agent, but he's there, him and his wife, and they do the Hispanic Festival every year. She speaks fluent Spanish, and they make a great, awesome team. And we always have our table out there at the Hackley Park, TLK Realtors, and they're out there supporting the Hispanic community and being making TLK a part of her heritage, and also just bringing us all together so that we can not only do business together, but we can understand their culture as they understand ours, and we can work and build a network together. So I want to say, do a shout out to Ollie Crawford and Daisy Crawford. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And then James, James and his wife, James has been a realtor for 3 years, almost 4 years, and he does property management. He took over the full-time property management. He manages over 50 properties, and he's doing a lot. In addition to property management, he's working on the new construction with all the contractors lining that up for the new home going up on Yuba. And he's also a licensed agent, so he's listing and selling, working with people to buy properties, and he's working with clients to sell properties. So that's James Kitchen, and you can reach out to the office number also. And if you want to contact them by email, it's just james@tlkrealtors.com. You just say the first name and then @tlkrealtors.com. And you can also visit our website, which you can see a picture of the agent, and their information should be underneath their picture. And I want to also mention Evelyn Ratley. Evelyn Ratley is also one of our agents that has joined us, and she works with all our new home buyer, first time home buyers. And she really likes that she has the patience to walk you through it, to educate you. And she's She was with Century 21 for over 20 some years, decided to get back into the industry. So she's knowledgeable about real estate. And we welcome Evelyn to the TLK Realtors family. And I want to also mention Cynthia Smith. You guys, if, even if you don't know Cynthia, she's a Delta. I would say a shout out to the Delta. It's Black History Month, so Greek fraternities and sororities, shout out to all of you guys. And I'm an AKA, so skiwi. So shout out to my sisters. But
Terry, Cynthia, Terry, yes. You're doing an infomercial. You got, well, we got some questions we got to ask before you go on. We got some questions to ask you before you take off.
Cynthia has been also, okay, and then one more person, Joyce. Joyce is a realtor. And I have to mention her because she's also my mother, and she's at the office till 5 o'clock while I could come here. So
there you go. Shout out to mom. All right. Go ahead, Big Rob, before we get to our last question.
Hey, bro, you go ahead and get that last question in. I got lost.
Yeah, property taxes, Muskegon versus Muskegon Heights, or Muskegon versus other communities. Which one has the better, is more favorable for the buyer, property tax?
Oh, I'm not going to. There's no more favorable. For me, real estate is all about your lifestyle. Because when you purchase real estate, especially if it's your primary unit and not your secondary, first and foremost with real estate is meeting your goals, your needs, and expectation, being happy when you open that door. If you're happier in the city of Muskegon Heights.
Yeah. You're happy until you get the tax bill, though. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, are we where we should be on property tax? Is there work that could be done in any community? I don't know. Northern Shores could be the highest in the area. I don't know.
But no, it's not. Hikes is, but that's still property taxes. Who controls if that goes up or down? Who pays property taxes?
Well, I think the citizens, the community. I mean,
the community, I think
we're still getting taxed for the school until that's off the books.
Even investors, if you live in Rockford, Michigan, and you own in Muskegon Heights. So I don't want to put a misconception out there, because then people say, I'm not going to buy in Muskegon Heights. But then you have all these outsiders come and buy all of these houses in Muskegon Heights, and they're paying the taxes.
But we do these shows for education, though. And we own a building in Muskegon Heights. We own a building in Muskegon. You know, we do this as education.
Yeah, it's no perfect. I guess what I don't want someone to think is that it's better to live in the city of Muskegon because my property taxes are going to be less, because that's not necessarily true.
No.
So property taxes, if you're homesteaded, and then we have to narrow down this question, because if we're talking about homesteaded versus non-homesteaded, which homesteaded for educational purposes means that that's your primary home. So you're not taxed at the higher tax bracket as a vacation home, because some people own 2, 3, 10, you know, multiple homes. So your taxes as your primary home could be, if the house is $200,000 in the city of Muskegon, your property taxes can be more, because the house, the same type, layout, style, number of bedrooms, like we just listed one or getting ready to list one, I think for 140, maybe less than that. Basement totally finished. It's 4 bathroom, 3 full bathroom, a half bath in the basement, totally finished, laid out home. They play cards on a mounted TV, everything going for under 140. So when you're paying property taxes on 140, if I go to the city of Muskegon, I'm going to have to pay 240 for that home. So my property taxes can almost be the same, because I got to pay more for the same home I can get in Muskegon.
Depends on the homestead. But you know, when you got a bunch of houses that are vacant, a bunch of houses that are vacant around the city, you got to get into why are houses vacant? Why are lots vacant? Maybe it could be a lot of variable things, but property tax is something that could be a stickler. I don't care. True. You know, you could buy wherever you want to buy. I'm mm-hmm. supporting whatever you want to buy it, but I want to educate the people on property tax, because that is an issue.
And let's educate the people while we're educating them that is an issue. If that is an issue, then we are the people that can do something about it. We can vote them down like we can vote them up. We can have that conversation with those elected officials, and we can push them in the direction we want to go.
And I'm not even sure if the council has any control over the tax. I'm not even sure if we had to go to a review board. We had to go to the tax tribunal. on a over.
Yeah, set. I did the same thing. Yeah, you go over, to the over, state. Yeah.
Yeah, so it council don't even know our situation, and it had anything to do with them, but it affects the community overall.
Yes.
And being able to being have your building over access, but I know you got to go. Get your telephone number out, and how yes. people can reach you.
Yes. So you can reach us at 2340 Glay Street at TLK Realtors. The number there is 231-375-8779. And also the website is www.tlkrealtors.com. And that is a whole, we need to have a whole session. Next time I come, let's just talk about property taxes so that people have a better understanding. I want to break that down, Paul, because I'm with you. And then I can talk more once I research. I don't want to speak about the Tribune and all these other entities until yeah. I am certain about who plays what role and where that money goes and how we can kind of change things, make change with things that we don't like in our communities.
Yeah, that's a good conversation. I can
yeah, that's
I could pull up, I could pull up some hours.
Yes, I'll be sir. Happy
to put hours on the screen. All right, Terry. Thank you so
much. Where are you?
I'm in Florida right now.
What's
the
weather like?
It's only 74 degrees a day. It's gonna get down to 50
only. It's in the negatives here. It's about what -2 or something here.
Yeah,
like it's so cold outside
with snow everywhere.
Ooh, yeah, and I gotta come home this weekend for some Black History programs. But yeah, this is the best time of year to be in Florida. It's in the 70s. It was in the 80s. It's gonna get down to the 60s this weekend. But yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, I was able to get on my bike this morning, work out.
Enjoy.
Last 5 days actually on the bike. So thank you, Terry. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes,
next month.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.
All right, family. Going back to more music. It's Afternoon Jam.